The Road to Reformation. In observation of the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation, we are presenting a brief survey of the life of Martin Luther. The series continues with major events in the life of the Reformer that took place after 1517. This month, The Life of Luther, 1525. Title, Marriage is Honorable Among All. For many hundreds of years, the Roman Catholic Church had exalted celibacy above marriage and had even prohibited its priests, monks, and nuns from marrying. Martin Luther, however, taught from Scripture that bishops or pastors could be married. See 1 Timothy 3:2. In fact, the Apostle Paul wrote that, quote, it is better to marry than to burn with passion, end quote, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9. Nevertheless, Luther himself did not intend to get married. Because he had been declared a heretic, he posed a danger to those who kept company with him. In 1521, he said, they will never force a wife upon me. But in 1523, a group of nuns became aware of Luther's criticism of required celibacy and monasticism. Luther helped arrange for their escape from a convent. The nuns hid in fish barrels on the back of a cart and escaped to Wittenberg. Within months, Luther was able to find husbands or employment for all of them except one, Catherine von Bora. Catherine von Bora. Very little is known of Catherine's birth, 1499, and early life. She entered a cloister at age 5 and became a nun in 1515. After her escape from the nunnery, Luther tried without success to arrange for her marriage. She stated that she would marry only Luther, or a friend of his, Nicholas von Amsdorf. Although reluctant at first, Luther, age 42, married Catherine, age 26, on June 13, 1525. Philip Melanchthon spoke out against the union, thinking it would distract from the goals of the Reformation. But Luther said that, quote, his marriage would please his father, rile the Pope, cause the angels to laugh and the devils to weep, end quote. Luther wanted to show that Protestant clergy could and should get married if they choose to. The Luther home. Somewhat unusually for that time, Luther allowed Catherine to share in the managing of the household. Their home in Wittenberg was a three-story former monastery, the Black Cloister, a wedding gift from Elector John Frederick. Catherine soon managed a large staff, operated a brewery, gardened, raised pigs and cows, and conducted much of the daily business. In addition to the 6 children of their own, they took in 4 orphans and often housed university students and extended family. During times of widespread illness, Catherine cared for the sick, using their home as a hospital. Luther had several nicknames for his wife, including Lord Cady, the Boss of Zulsdorf, and the Morning Star of Wittenberg, because she was often up at 4 a.m. to tend to her many duties. Because of her great competence, Luther could spend much of his time studying, writing, teaching, and preaching. In this respect, She set a good example for pastors' wives today, working behind the scenes to enable their husbands to devote more time and energy to ministry with the Word. But Catherine also contributed to the many theological conversations around the dinner table. She was a true companion in every way. The Luther home was filled with love, laughter, and music. No doubt, it was because of her that Luther wrote, quote, "There is no more lovely, friendly, and charming relationship, communion, or company than a good marriage." End of quote. After Luther's death in 1546, Catherine had a difficult life. She outlived him by only 6 years, dying from complications caused by a carriage accident in 1552. On her deathbed, she is reported to have said, "I will stick to Christ as a burr to my cloth." Our author is Joe Lau, a professor at Emmanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.